Do you feel overwhelmed by the people around you or the energies you encounter daily in today's world? When the drama and the emotions wear you down, it's important to have the tools to deal with the challenges life is bringing your way. And that's where Natasha Venter can help. Natasha is a medium and an intuitive personal awareness coach who is inspired to help those walking through the emotions and grief of today's energies. Visit Natasha's website, angelicclarifications.com, to discover how her unique skills and compassionate approach can help. That's angelicclarifications.com. There's no need to carry the load by yourself. Learn more at angelicclarifications.com.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Get on board. Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, fresh off the love train, welcoming you to the last hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up the stream, go to the Animal World website, MarthaNorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live link upper right. That'll click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen upper left and then Listen Online. You'll be all set up to stream the show. And you can find us on Facebook these days. Go to Facebook, Martha Norwalk's Animal World. And golly, it is the second Sunday of the month. That means it's Healing Sunday here on Animal World. Dr. Nels Rasmussen and Sister Linda Rasmussen are with us and doing free remote treatments for you or your animal friends. Linda's here in the studio with me. And she's taking over the big chair.
Yes, I've moved up.
The big head is now on the screen, and that, of course, would be Dr. Nels, and he's zooming in from his place in Idaho. We will pick up on his story and what happened to the trailer and when and all that good stuff and more details about where, in fact, he is. But, you know, phone calls take priority, so we'll get to that. But before we do that, Nathan mentioned to me over the break, and I was looking for it, that apparently Eileen, our wonderful, knows everything about animals and keeps me informed, thank you very much, from Help Animals India. Apparently she checked in and said something about there's an update on the animals and so forth.
Yeah, she sent it with, said that it was shared with your Facebook, but it might be stuck somewhere where you either need to approve it or maybe she sent it on Messenger to you, but I do not see it on your Facebook, so you'll want to check through your phone and see if you got something from Eileen.
The other stuff, she emailed it to me, but I can't find it on my... But anyway, so just for you all listening, apparently there's an update on the animals, but I may not be able to access that update from Eileen until I get home. But as soon as I get home, I'll share it on both Facebook pages. So we do have an update.
And Eileen, if you're still listening too, maybe you can share that link to the Animal World Live at hotmail.com, and then I can go ahead and pull that up and share information about it.
Yeah, the email address that gets to us here in the studio is animalworldlive@hotmail.com. We don't get my personal email here, so animalworldlive@hotmail.com. If you're listening, Eileen, if you could send the link to that email address, then we can get it up onto Facebook. Probably.
You know, or at least share it on the air.
Yeah. Or we can share it on the air. I mean, fortunately, we have Nathan's technical brain, because if it were up to me, it would never happen. But anyway, it definitely might. So, did you say that we're postponing catching up with Nels for a little while here?
We will have a phone call to take. Since we have Mike calling us from inside his car. That's where he told us he's calling us from. So welcome to the show, Mike. You are live on Animal World with Martha Norwalk, Nels Rasmussen, and Linda Rasmussen.
Hey, good morning, Mike.
He's definitely in his car.
Hi, everybody. Sorry, I've got the windows rolled up, but my car is a little loud. So hopefully you can hear me all right.
Yeah, we can hear you. That's cool. So are you on a road trip or are you just running errands on Sunday?
Yeah, just running errands before it gets too warm.
Gotcha. Yeah, me too. So Mike is a client of mine that we just did a session this last week, and actually kind of in the neighborhood. He's the Monroe area. I suspect, Dr. Nels, if you hadn't just moved, that Mike would probably be on the house call list after me because of what's going on now. Mike has a great yellow lab. His name is Jaeger. And Jaeger's about 3 years old now, Mike?
Yeah, about not quite three and a half.
Yeah, three and a half years old. Now, just so you know, Mike is a really knowledgeable yellow lab guy. He's had yellow labs, and he knows what he's doing with dogs. I think the biggest problem is that Mike had your typical middle of the road, yellow labs, happy-go-lucky, you know, easy. You know, lab dogs like labs are supposed to be. Okay. But this time he got a smart, sensitive model in the yellow lab suit. And that makes a big difference. Okay. Now, Jaeger, he's a great dog, but on the sensitive side, Mike and his wife, they're home cooking for Jaeger, and he's in great health, perfect weight. He looks fabulous. Now, but we have a new baby. About a year old? Is that right, Mike? Something around there?
18 months.
Okay, so so far things going pretty good, but Jaeger has some sensitivity, and I picked up some fear, a little anxiety with the child. But the biggest reason, Dr. Nils, that I wanted you to turn to Jaeger is he's had, I think, Mike, this is all of his life, one of his feet has been sensitive, right? Was that the left front or the right front foot?
Yeah, the left paw. He has some sensitivity there. He had it checked out and can't really find anything. He's just a little sensitive.
Okay, so the left front paw, a little sensitive. Now then, Mike mentioned to me when I was there, you know, Jaeger limps on and off. But as we watched him, and during the session, he has quite a pronounced limp. Sometimes a little better, sometimes worse, but it was getting worse during the session. But it was the right leg he was limping on, the right front. You know, so the veterinary part of me said, well, it could be possible that left paw is sensitive or something, and he's overcompensating on the right side. And that's what's going on. But I also remember one case specifically, Dr. Nils, that's in your before and after videos on your YouTube channel, Nils Rasmussen. And it was a big white dog. And it was a front leg lameness, a limp that had been chronic and gone on the dog's whole life. And they'd had it, tried to diagnose it and all the vet stuff, and nobody could ever find anything wrong. But yet you did the neuroenergetic balancing on the dog, and after a few treatments, the dog got better and completely recovered,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And so as we often mention on the show, I don't diagnose the problem. So all I do is I look for where is the interference, the energy blockage that is not allowing the energy to flow properly, both from the front of the body toward the back of the body and vice versa, you know, the recommunication back from the body, as well as left side versus right side balance of the body.
And it looks like you haven't had any trouble tuning into Jaeger, and you're
on
him.
Yes, and I was very interested when Mike was talking about, and you were talking about the sensitivity on the left paw, mm-hmm. when all I found so far is a couple of sets of points in the neck and just behind the shoulder blade, which often indicate to me that there is a problem in the right extremity. So, and then now all of a sudden you're talking about the limping, right?
Right.
So imbalance is not an indication of which side some symptom might show up on. Mm-hmm. It's just imbalance. And what it means, though, is that there is something different between one side and the other, and that difference is going to cause a compensation of some kind and can result in what might be a medical issue, or you might also call it a pre-medical issue. It hasn't developed enough to get a diagnosis, but it's starting to show some kind of sign mm-hmm. that there's something wrong.
Well, we definitely have that.
Yeah. So I have two net up. Let me see if there's more on the right. There is still more on the right. So let's see where that is. All right. Yeah. So there's a lot of imbalance on the right side of the body. And another way to look at it is when I'm making contacts on the right side of the body, I'm pulling excess energy away from the left side. Now, it's not on purpose. That's just how it works.
Oh.
It just means that there's an imbalance of more energy going out the left extremity, you might say, and less on the right. And so we end up bringing that back into balance. And I've got... So this is the third set of points on the right side of the neck, and then a little bit lower with this point on the side of the rib cage. But that's definitely showing an imbalance in how that energy moves between brain and body, back and forth communication. Getting good strong pulses here, so we've got that one cleared up. Let's see if there's any more there.
Yeah, I was just going to add, Mike, the worst case scenario here would have been if Dr. Nels tuned into Jaeger and said, oh, I don't find anything. There's nothing to do. Okay, so yeah. The good news is, Mike, as he said, there's a lot to do, and there are blockages in areas that, in his experience, could relate to the symptoms that you're describing. So the hope here is Dr. Nels doing this work and opening up and clearing those blockages could then, in fact, affect the symptoms and, you know, help the left paw as well as the limp on the right side.
Right.
Does that,
right.
Did I explain that okay?
Yeah, I think so. And I am working now on the left side. I've got a couple of points here. And this feels... yeah, not nearly as extensive. It didn't take as long for those to balance. And actually, that looks pretty darn good right now. We've got a lot more energy flow, balance, both left and right side, front to back, and things have shifted. I can tell that this is a thing that's going to shift over more time than just what I did this moment. Like in the next couple of days, there's going to be more shifting. And there may be more follow-up needed. So, you know, Mike can get in touch with me through the website if that is so.
Yeah, because often, you know, sometimes Dr. Nels, you know, works on something and it's just gone. You know, it's fixed. Often that's an acute behavioral thing, like what we'll be doing with Stacy and her little bag man and the follow-up there. You'll hear stories related to that. Do you recall, Dr. Nels, with that big white dog that had that chronic limp that did in fact respond, was that one session? Did it take several sessions? Do you remember how long it took?
We got about 80% in one session and then a little cleanup on a second one, and it just was tremendous after that.
Oh, so okay. So two sessions did it for that dog.
Right. Yeah.
So, Mike, we don't really know what's going to happen with Jaeger. So you need to pay attention and see if today through the next 2-3 days, if you notice an improvement. And if you do, that's great. If you don't, that's okay, too. It just may take more. And so you might have to contact Dr. Nels to do some, you know, further remote work. And usually when you do sessions, you know, remotely with dogs, Dr. Nels, is it once a week, every 2 weeks? What is it?
Usually it kind of depends on, you know, scheduling and such, but once a week I consider to be usually the ideal. Every other week has worked very well for people too, so okay. Either one seems to work.
All right. So, Mike, are you still with us?
Yes.
Okay. Now, so Jaeger's had what Dr. Nels can do today, so he's balanced. Now we got to see what happens, and you can report back to me. Would you like, if you're driving, Linda can't really do a session with you, but if you're stopped and pulled over, she could do a treatment for you. Would you like a treatment?
I think I'm good. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah. And because you can't have a treatment and drive at the same time. So we'll assume you're good. So anything going on with Jaeger since I saw you? Anything you need to chat about?
No, we're making progress with the training. You know, we're being more disciplined. Awesome. As you know, I spoiled him quite a bit.
Yeah.
The pandemic, you know, just didn't help things, and so we're walking every day. And in fact, I wanted to share with you that this morning I was able to walk Jaeger and push Theo in the jogger at the same time, and with no issues. And so that's something that I was hoping I would be able to do eventually. And what has it been, 4 or 5 days, and I'm able to do that now. So thank you again for. Thank you again for all of your information and giving us guidance. I really appreciate it, and I'm excited about you know, what we're going to be able to do with Jaeger. I think he's really the limitation is more on us than on him. And so I'm excited about the future, and I'm looking forward to him and our, you know, our boy really becoming good buddies as the boy gets a little bit bigger. So I just want to say thank you.
Yeah, no, I did. I think we just have to, you know, Jaeger, one, you know, he's a great dog, but he's on the sensitive side. And I think Mike and his wife are very good parents and been trying over hard to get the kid to be gentle with the dog. And in that process, Jaeger kind of got to the, well, maybe there's something wrong with the kid and I don't want to be around him sort of thing, and has a little apprehension. But that's going to all work out now that they know how to change the way Jaeger feels and to not discipline the child in front of the dog for not being gentle. And so that, but I have a teaching moment for you all here right now. Because what Mike was catching me up on with Jaeger, he was spoiled and all of that. And they have this 18-month-old child. And so one of the issues was Mike likes to do frisbee with Jaeger in the backyard. But now with the kid, he's got to manage the kid at the same time. And Jaeger isn't great. He's great at going and getting the frisbee, but then he drops it out on the back 40 and barks at Mike to come get it, you know, and he can't manage the kid and play the game at the same time. Now, we also then, Mike wanted to take Jaeger for walks, but he's pulling on the leash and not paying attention and all over the place. And he wants to walk Jaeger, but he has to take the kid with him, and he can't do that. So what I had to explain, and what I explain to everyone what we do, is that, okay, to begin with, you got to work with the dog alone. You can't train the dog when you got to manage a year-and-a-half-old kid at the same time. So we talked about what we do to teach the appropriate frisbee game, and you got to get that laid in and Jaeger coming back. Then we can add the kid. Well, it was the same thing on the walks. So we had to go out and get the right equipment on Jaeger and stop the pulling, get him paying attention. And because Mike's such a great dog guy and he knows how to train dogs and he knows, you know, he's done this all before. He just didn't have a smart, sensitive model. So once we had the right stuff, Jaeger was like, oh, good to go. And so it sounds like now, so it was like, okay, you got to get Jaeger, you got to get him walking well the way you want it. Then you get to add the kid, okay? But look at that. What'd you say? 4 or 5 days? And he's already there, okay? So that's very cool. But just remember, like, and if you've got two dogs that are out of control, if you've got to do training, you can't train them both at the same time. You train one, and then you teach the other, and then you can put it together. Does that all make sense? Yeah. All right, so Mike, great work. I'm so glad we got a chance to work on Jaeger, and I would tell you that because I've worked with Dr. Nails and we've been doing this for so many years together, I'd put money on the table that if you continue to work with him, stay in touch, that this will get you through this limping lameness on and off stuff all should be resolved, and hopefully sooner rather than later. You know, and that other chronic one, it said it was 2 treatments and it was good. So I'll be eager to hear how it goes in the next few days to see if you notice any differences. And then you can stay in touch with me, of course. And also, Nels, you have his card. Did I leave you his card? I think I did.
You did,
and
yes.
It's healingministryforanimals.com, and you can communicate with him through the website.
Awesome. I really appreciate it. Thank you both.
You are so welcome.
You bet.
Have a great afternoon. Stay cool.
Yeah, thank you.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All righty then. We need to take care of advertisers. Hey, did anybody else pick up Martha's messed up the detail? Anybody else besides Nathan? Can you remember last hour? The last 5 minutes? I spaced the advertisements in the last half of the last hour. Okay, I was so excited to talk to Nels about the stuff, I spaced the ads. But thanks to Nathan, he covered my you-know-what, and he's fit them in and all of that. But so I'm not going to do that again. I think that might be the first time I ever just totally blew through ads and didn't do them, but you never know.
No, I think I remember one time before.
No, you remember. Oh, okay. Forget that. Anyway. So anyway, I'm just fessing up. Thanks to Nathan to keep things going. Anyway, we're gonna do it as we're supposed to now. So Animal World will continue straight ahead right after these messages. So stay where you are, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Here's a thought to consider from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. With the love and care you offer your pets, what about another important pet project, finding happiness? But how do you find happiness? Money? Health? Love? Or millions of people are finding that the regular practice of meditation or yoga can brighten your life with an inner satisfaction and contentment that no possession, position, or title can give. Find our schedule of classes and events at anandawashington.org. That's ANANDA Washington.org.
Hello, this is Sue Rose Minahan inviting you to tune in to Talk Cosmos, where insightful conversations awaken consciousness. Sunday, August 13 at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, join us for Archetypal Symbols, panel topic Creative Combustion. Weaving symbolic metaphors, numerology, tarot, we share the Leo New Moon's astrological vision story. So come journey with us, Talk Cosmos Sunday, August 13 at 1 p.m. on KKNW.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com. Now.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Ready to shake things up? Try Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are halfway through the last hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon today, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And gosh, we heard from the wonderful Ananda Institute of Living Yoga, and all kinds of, you know, the biggest class of the year, the art and science of Raja Yoga, and what you need to do Kriya Yoga, begins in September. And all the details you'll find on anandawashington.org, anandawashington.org. We heard from Nels Rasmussen, and remember, he's here today on Zoom, and he's a functioning guy again over there. He's plugged in and connected. So business as usual. You can contact him through his website, healingministryforanimals.com. Fill out the contact link. You can get the do-it-yourself Rasmussen Reset program through the website. Or remember, he always does a free telephone evaluation. And you're still doing that, right, Dr. Nels?
Absolutely.
All right. So you just fill out that little contact form and say, hey, want to talk to you or whatever, and he'll arrange a phone call. Just know that business as usual going on and no snafus there. Let's see. And of course, you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on. Come join our Animal World family of advertisers. If you're interested, shoot me an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Now, speaking of that, Eileen is listening, and Eileen did send Nathan the links. And so there's two of them with new updates. Now, was I successful in getting that one up into my homepage?
Yes, it's on your personal page there.
All right. So the good news is, Eileen, Nathan has educated me, and I even was able. So I he sent the links to me, and then I was able to get the first one up on my personal page. So next opportunity I have, I'll put the second one up on my personal page, and then I'll put them both up on the Animal World page. So the latest updates will be up soon. And they're going up on my personal page first, and I put them up for the public, so you don't have to be my friend. You can just go to Martha Norwalk on Facebook, and you can get them now. So there you go. All righty. Now, I want to get back to the story, but you know, phone calls take priority.
I just want to mention real quick before we go to the phone call, I did mention that it was the animals247.org to donate to. I think Eileen wants to take it a little bit further and mention, too, that the specific place to donate to is Neighborhood Cats. Oh, and they have a chapter in Maui, so you can go ahead.
Neighborhood Cats, so you could just search Neighborhood Cats?
Yeah, Neighborhood Cats Maui. They do have a chapter
Cats,
there.
Maui. Okay. Neighborhood Cats Maui. Great. I mean, what would we do without Eileen? Thank you, Eileen. You're an angel, and I really appreciate you paying attention to what's going on with the animals all over the place, not just India. Wonderful. All righty. So now we can go back to the phones?
We can do that. And we have Kathleen calling us from Federal Way. We're heading back down south again. Welcome to the show, Kathleen. You're live with Martha, Nels, and Linda.
Hey, Kathleen. I was down in your neighborhood yesterday. Welcome to Animal World.
Thank you so much, Martha. Thank you, Nels and Linda. You guys are amazing.
Aren't they great? All right, so what can they do for you today?
Well, since the last reset, we've had a couple of crises, and Tabitha's been dealing with them wonderfully like she usually does. But I think both she and I could use a reset again.
So that's Tabitha?
Yes.
And is Tabitha your cat or dog?
She is a tabby with a little tortoise shell smeared in.
Okay, tabby torty. A titi.
She's pterodactyl in the front paws, and Nels is very familiar with her. I've been dealing with Nels for over 12 years.
Is that right? I was just thinking, we've known each other a long time.
Now, wait a minute. Does that mean, so Kathleen's been working with you longer than I have? Wow.
That may be true. It's pretty close. I mean, I've known you a long time, too.
but I think Kathleen, I think you got me beat.
Wow. I used to be Kay from Magnolia, so it's been a while.
Yes.
Wow. Wow. All right. Well, give me
some clients I've worked with for 30 years.
Well, they definitely have me beat. So, but anyway, I think the only one that beats us all is Linda.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, she grew up with you, and she's been with you her whole life. So
she was there when I was born.
Apparently, I was with him in another life, too. So
that's true, yes.
That sometimes, you know, that happens a lot. All right. So you guys are close.
Yeah.
Bonded. All right. So, Dr. Nels, you're turning into Tabitha.
I will do that. Yes.
So he's doing that. And Kathleen, I'm assuming you want Linda to straighten you out, right?
I would be so grateful. Yes.
All right. Linda, will you please fix Kathleen? And remember, everybody, follow along because Linda can give you a treatment, too, in this process.
Yes. And everybody knows that I don't fix anyone because nobody is broken.
There we go.
And at the same time, excuse me. At the same time, I'm here for everyone. And so it's a pleasure to work with you, Kathleen. And I'm going to have you just focus on a beautiful blue sky, thinking the sky is blue.
Oh, I love this.
That happens to be the truth today. Sky is blue.
And I'm going to have you now shift to thinking of a person that you've really been missing, somebody who's been on your mind, that you miss them. And let me know when that person comes into your thoughts.
I've got it.
Okay, so just focusing on them, noticing how you feel when you're thinking of them. And then setting that person outside your thoughts, focus on the feeling of good.
Good?
Good.
Excellent.
Good in the number 4. And this number four in this moment is about the heart chakra. So if you would like to, you can place the palm of one of your hands in the center of your chest.
Already there.
Okay, the feeling of good right there, the number four. And your eyes are closed and looking at the left side of your forehead. And I'm going to have you do some slow, deep breathing in and out as you think good for feeling that resonance in the heart chakra.
Well, Kathleen, your eyes are closed, and behind those closed eyes, you're looking at the left side of your forehead. You're doing slow, deep, in and out breathing, thinking good, and the number four. Good. Four. Good. Four.
Perfect. Breathe normally. And with your eyes open, tipping your head forward, looking toward the earth, and then letting your head rise to a comfortable position, relaxing the shoulders, bringing the person that you were thinking of back into your thoughts. Noticing how you feel right now.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and that is complete.
Yay.
And I embrace the feeling of good is your affirmation.
I embrace the feeling of good.
Okay.
Excellent. Obviously, you've got that affirmation. And it looks like, Dr. Nails, you were still working on Tabitha? Or?
Yep, I just finished up with Tabitha, and I can say half of her needed the works.
The other half was just fine.
Well, it's a sign that she was way out of balance. Yeah. I worked on the right side. I did four sets of points, one of them including the abdomen. I mean, she really needed a good solid tune-up. So I'm so glad you called in, Kathleen.
I screwed up a lot of dust yesterday, so yes.
All right. Well, sounds like you got in just in the nick of time, because we got other stuff to do now, and I'm so glad that Dr. Nails was able to balance Tabitha. It sounds like she was.
I'm so grateful to everybody. Thank you.
Oh, and we're grateful for you and for listening and calling and being around all these years. So thank you so much. You have a wonderful afternoon, and stay cool these next few days.
You too.
All righty. God bless. Thanks for calling Animal World. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, so that's it. What do you? Oh, okay. You're not phone calling. Okay. That's it for phone calls, because we got to take care of advertisers, and then we have some work to do with Stacy and her dogs, okay? And then what time we have left, we can finish the story and hear who was he? The rest of the story. Used to love him.
Yeah, Paul Harvey.
Paul Harvey, the rest of the story. All right, so we're going to take care of advertisers. We're going to take care of Stacy's and Tank and Bags, follow up on Bags, new stuff on Tank, and then we'll find out the rest of the story from Dr. Nils. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
There's a reason they invented the internet. It's called 1150kknw.com.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and totally distracted at the moment. I was trying to get things posted. Not going to happen now until after the show. Okie dokie then. Thanks for being here and spending part of your Sunday with us here on Animal World. We're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Heard from wonderful Nupro, N-U-P as in Peter, R-O, NuproSupplements.com. Check them out. Great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets. Check them out at the website. You can find the dog products often in most local pet stores, and anything and all of it you can get on Amazon. So NuproSupplements.com. Remember Whispering Dragon, our wonderful sound healer, Jude Ponton. The Whispering Dragon Center is in her home now in Shoreline. And boy, what an experience to go be with the gongs and the Acutonic Forks. And if you need any chiropractic adjustments, and, you know, Linda goes in like I do and she's nodding her head. It's yes. A wonderful experience. And you can do it in person, but she can also work with you remotely. So check her out. Whispering-dragon.com is the website. Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook. You find some great videos and stuff there of the Acutonics and the gong room and so forth. And you can just give her a call at 206-706-2836. Okay, and then remember me. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation. So if you know anybody needs help with their dogs, get things solved fast. Call me, just give them my number, 360-217-7258. All righty then. Now, we are going to finish up. I said no more calls because we need to talk with Stacy about her dogs. So, you know, y'all know Stacy has the two Frenchies. Tank is the older female, kind of the perfect model. She's the therapy dog and all. She went to Bark in the Park with Robbie and Abby.
Yes.
And she's a good girl. And then we have the little bag man, who's the cutie pie.
Yes. A little misunderstood.
Yeah, little quirky guy. He had, yes. And he gets these little behavioral quirks sort of thing, where he'll all of a sudden out of the blue start doing something weird.
Yeah.
And I think there was at least two episodes of these weird, quirky things previously. Stacy would tell Dr. Nils on the air, and he'd do a treatment, and lo and behold, the behavior would change. Okay? So this last time, the third one, was a really interesting quirk.
Yeah.
So let's see if I remember it. You correct me if I'm wrong. But I think this started happening, you occasionally go to an espresso stand or coffee place. And you pull up just like, and then Bags, you know, sitting there calmly.
Front seat, yep.
But then it's the kind of, the espresso's place, it's like an old drive-in burger joint where they come out to the car.
Yes, they come to your car.
They come to the car. And so the barista would come out to the car, and when she looked at Bags and all would say, oh, isn't he cute, he'd start barking.
Right. But he had gone 4 years without making a peep.
Yeah, 4 years he'd been fine with this whole process.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, she looks at him and says something, and he goes nuts.
Right.
Okay. And so, you know, Stacey tried. Yeah, anyway, so this was happening. So that was last month.
Yeah.
And so, Dr. Nails, you turned into bags and you did a reset, whatever else he needed at the time.
Right.
All right, Stacey. So catch us up.
Yeah,
what the heck has happened?
Right.
And wait a minute. Let's see the treatment. What you did, the treatment. And then, was it Harmony?
Harmony.
Okay.
I had to think
Harmony. That was the word that came in. And what did he say? After the treatment, he told you that when you were at there in the car at the coffee
place. Right, or like the whole week or whatever.
What were you supposed to do?
Just keep thinking Harmony when I was with him and kind of keep
Harmony.
That going.
All right, so now, tell us what happened.
The first time after the treatment, we went to the drive-thru again, and he started at it. But then I said, Harmony, and we started trying to, you know, and then he just kind of like whimpered, like he wanted to bark, but he did it. But he was like, I could see he wanted to, but he didn't do it at all. And then the next week we go again, and now not a peep. He hasn't peeped at all.
Okay, so I think it was the week after Dr. Nails worked on him, like the third week. I think I gave you some behavior and stuff to do, but it sounds like you didn't have to go there.
Right, like I brought his little squirt bottle to get, but
you didn't have to do anything.
Bring it out. No.
So once again, Dr. Nels, you have performed a miracle with our little bag man.
He and I just get along.
We just get along, yes.
Well, now this also brings me up for a teaching moment because it came up earlier in the show, and I made a note and I'm remembering to look at my note. Back when we were talking to, I think, Bettina and the do-it-yourself, and she said, Nails is better than me or something like that. Anyway, kind of what, same thing. Stacy has the do-it-yourself program, and Stacy is able to do this with her dogs. Mm-hmm. But Stacy doing it doesn't shift things the way it shifts when Nails does it.
Right.
Okay. And I've always said, you know, this kind of energetic work often, you know, how well it works depends on who's doing it. And I consider, you know, Nels and Linda two of the most gifted healers I know. But we had a discussion about this once on the air, Dr. Nels, and what his explanation really helped it make sense. And it goes back to what we were also talking to earlier in the show. We were talking about Maui and the fires. The thought directs energy. Energy follows thought. Thought magnifies and intensifies energy. Well, most of us, we haven't been doing the resets and the do-it-yourself at home for decades. We're not that comfortable with it. So most of us are doing it thinking, I'm not doing this right. Oh, this can't be worth, you know, and we've got all kind of negative stuff going. Well, Nels has been doing this for decades, and he believes this with every cell of his being. And I think that plays a huge role in how successful it is, don't you think?
Mm-hmm. It just goes so deep as far as that, you know, that belief. It's as my mentor, Dr. Mortar, used to say, it becomes knowing. And knowing, it's like, I don't have to believe it. I just do it and I just know it's working. And I don't have to really think about it. I don't have to get any special space because I know when I'm doing the work, it's working.
Yeah. So see, it's not that we can't do it as good as he does, but in order to do it that well, we have to get in the same balance and center, and we have to trust, and we have to get to that knowing it's working.
Yeah.
Okay. So now, Tanky, our Miss Tanky, our perfect Frenchie, what's going on with Tank?
Was doing fine. And then this week, like, we watch TV on the couch and she's on the couch, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so from a deep sleep, she just yelped like, rah! And it was weird. I wasn't touching her. And then she acted a little disoriented. Like, she was looking, and I said, what's the matter? Are you okay? And she's looking around like, you know, but she wasn't.
What got me?
Yeah, but she wasn't like walking in pain or, you know, I put her down. She seemed to walk fine. Then she's eating the next few days, eating fine. She did it again last night where she on the couch and then just a yelp, like a pain yelp, mm-hmm. not like a mm-hmm. whimper, like they're dreaming. Mm-hmm. So I didn't know, was she dreaming? And then so last night, though, when she yelped, she again has a sort of disoriented look on her face, like, what was that, you know? And then when I put her down, and she did seem to, like, kind of have a little crick in her neck. So I don't maybe I was just imagining it, but then it didn't seem to bother her. She walked around. She was fine. And she's eating and pooping and all that stuff. Fine. It's just weird that we've had these three now, actually.
Now, that's not yelping. An uncommon experience, though. I've heard people relate that kind of thing before. The dog's just sleeping and then all of a sudden yelps.
Right.
That there's something going on. So now I can see that Nels has been made a connection with Tank, and you're working on her. So what are you picking up? Anything related to all this, Dr. Nels?
Yeah, well, as soon as I knew it was Tank, I went back actually in some of the text messages I've had with Stacy over the last couple of years and saw some pictures of Tank so I could really feel like I was tuned in. And so I tuned into Tank and I found a problem, actually two problems in her neck. Oh. And then it was really interesting as I was approaching finding the point, which turns out to be the last rib on the right side of the body, I got that pinpoint sensation kind of thing going on that told me she's getting a jab from her nerve system. It's not real, right? But her nerve system, it's as if somebody had just poked her right there at the back of her rib cage with a needle.
Wow.
Yeah. And
that's
so
what she sounds like.
Yeah, and I hear this. Exactly. This is not the first time I've heard an owner describe this. So it's interesting to hear what Dr. Nels' explanation.
So yeah, energetically, that's what's going on. So I'm just rebalancing that. And it's, you know, a lot of people, if it happened to them, they would say, oh, I think I have a pinched nerve.
Okay.
So it's one of those little tweaks that we can get in our nerve system. And it's, you know, in itself, it's not serious, but it's a sign that there's a blockage and that's not a good thing. So we're going to reset that. And I just feel that one is a reset. So that was the one that was lower in the neck. This is one is almost behind her ear and it's connecting to that same place. So yeah, right side neck situation affecting the lower body and giving a sensation as if something had been poked right there while she's sleeping. All right. And we got a good reset going with that. Let's see if there's anything more here. And I don't find anything else to do. So
wonderful.
Apparently, so
we'll be waiting for Stacy's report to find out if
my first instinct the last time. And I'm doing the little points on her last night or the night a couple times when she's done it. So I was trying to jump in there.
We'll have to see what happens. All right. Now, normally I'd turn Stacy over to Linda, but we're almost out of time. And I want to see if we can't focus a little, hear a little more about Nels' story, and then maybe Linda, you can do Stacy after the show. Yeah. Okay. All right. So Nels, we got you. You made the trek with the dogs and the cats and the trailer, and you got to Kuski. You're wherever you're going. And so, tell us a little bit about where you are. Where you are now. Your home now.
Okay. Yeah. Well, our new home is in what's called the Big Cedar area outside of Kuski, Idaho. And it's lovely out here, but it is a full 20-minute drive at 35 miles an hour on a windy road out to my house. But the house is, you know, one of the things Martha and I, my wife Martha, said to each other is, you know, well, they're all over the place in Idaho, but let's not get one of these double wide. So of course that's where the focus was, right? So
that's what you got.
The more you protest, the more it happens. Well, so we ended up with a double wide because its setting is so beautiful. We have this great pond that is fed by a spring, has a little island in it. And the spring is also where our drinking water comes from, the house water. And it's just lovely. So
can the dogs swim? Can you swim?
Yes,
is it that kind of a pond?
It's big enough pond that I can swim in
it. Wow, how cool.
Dogs can swim it. We have ducks in the pond.
Wow.
We don't have a TV right now. So we sit out on the deck in the evening and watch duck TV.
How fun.
It is fun. It's really fun.
And so how much property?
Well, there are 6.5 acres. I'm not exactly sure where all my boundary lines are, But there's, you know, some usable flat land and, you know, a lot of hillside with trees on it.
But then aren't you wonderful. Around, you're close to the national forest and stuff.
Yeah,
aren't you?
As I sit on my deck in my favorite spot and I look across the pond to the road, it's about 80 yards away and there's a little yellow sign over there and it says, pavement ends because another 500 feet past that sign,
you kind of drop off the end of the world. Huh?
It's just gravel and it goes out and it goes into, there's actually a private road, but it doesn't get very far. Actually, it's a county road, I should say. It goes up a really steep, windy hill. And then there's another road that goes off to the right. It goes out to Lookout Butte. And we haven't been there yet, but we drove out a little way. And that's in the National Forest. And it's just absolutely gorgeous out there. So,
he really is, folks, out in the middle of nowhere.
We are.
The pavement ends when you get to Nell's house.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah. The pavement ends.
It
and the Starlink system keeps me in touch with the world.
Right. Okay. So Starlink works. That's great. Now, so we know you moved and then your trailer that was supposed to be there a few days after you got there, there's some kind of delay or something and it didn't get there until just a little while ago, right?
Yeah. Probably just not enough drivers, but it got to us, you know, a week later than planned, and we hung on until then.
And so now you're unloading and getting everything together, and maybe by a month from now you might actually be kind of organized and stuff.
We might have some organization around here. Yeah.
All right. Well, we, of course, we'll catch up more. We'll get an update from Dr. Nels every month. And I know we didn't have time to get all the details that I would have liked to, but it's always nice when we can serve you and your animal friends. So it's good that we did that. So anyway, we'll wait to hear what happens with Stacy. And we've just talked ourselves through 3 hours. So we're about done, everybody. So let's see, next week, third Sunday of the month. So that's Natasha Venters here. It's Behavior Training and Healing Sunday with me, and Talk with Your Animals or Human Loved Ones on this side or the other, and personal awareness coaching. So call us with your questions or for a personal reading with Natasha. Thank you, Nathan. Thank you, Stacy. Thank you, Dr. Nels. Thank you, Linda.
Thank you.
And as always, I leave you with animals have feelings too. So treat your animal friends better than family, and please always be kind to, open your heart, and share your love with all living things. And we'll talk to you again next week.